From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Six Entertainment presents Podcast Don't Suck.
Woo!
Yay!
This is where I clap, right?
Featured here. This is where you clap. Featured at lookatokc.com. Yay!
Yay!
They're still featuring us. I don't know why.
It's not funny if I explain the joke, is it?
The music, yeah.
Sometimes it is.
It makes it less funny. The music this week was provided by The Work Week. You might have seen them at the Norman Music Festival. They put on a pretty good show there.
It was amazing.
Yes, they did.
They had confetti, poppers.
I don't think.
Not a single mention of the music, though.
Funny
enough. Was great, but
the music
I was still
great.
Very impressed with the. They had little Jello martini poppers. They had some jalapeno poppers, is what I meant to say.
That sounds lovely.
In the crowd, they were handing them out in baskets.
Yeah, they did. It was a hell of a show, and then they got around to playing music eventually. And if you liked what you heard, both at the Norman Music Festival and what you just heard, go ahead and check out more from them at myspace.com/theworkweek. /workweek isn't them.
That's somebody else.
That's someone else.
Only has 96 friends, too.
He's a loser.
Yeah.
I don't like
boring.
That guy.
Mm-mm. So backslash the work week. So thanks, Work Week, for letting us use your stuff.
What is OJ? Have you heard about OJ Simpson's new website?
No.
It's www.ojsimpson.com/... /.
Now, are those written? No.
Little variation.
Nice. I'd also like to point out, let's go into the introductions real quick. I'm Dan O'Donohue.
Woo! Yay, Dan.
Yes. Yay. There's Spencer Hicks.
Hey, here I am.
And the special guest this week is my cold sore. Oh. Oh yeah, and then Nick Tankersley's here as well.
Cold sore was my nickname in high school. It was the whole time.
Cold sore.
And it might sound a little bit less stupid because we're missing Derek Smith and Brad Chad Porter this week. They bailed on us for lack of a better term.
I think I say we drop the dead weight.
Lot of dead weight too. Am I right? They're fat. Weight.
We trim the fat of this show.
I just want to say before we go further, I intend on being a hurdle and a roadblock to any real momentum in this episode.
Good.
And
good.
Just anytime we get any kind of roll going, I just want to be there to interject
Slam
something
it.
That's literal and boring, and I just can't wait.
Well, I mean,
I can't wait to get this show started.
Derek and Brad did that, and they were just two men, so you've got your work cut out for you is what I'm saying.
You've got a big shoes to fill and big pants.
Four of them.
Well, I've been working on my Brad impression, so that's...
Have you? Let's hear it.
You had to stand back from the mic and go, brilliant! That's all I have.
Oh, that
that's
good.
Pretty good.
That was good.
Or you have to get really close to the mic and like laugh very loud. Like
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Yes, I also tell me I'm good looking at some point.
Okay,
we'll save that for later.
All right.
I want to go ahead and crank out our to-do list. We have a little to-do list here. I want to crank it out. The Wimgo, the Look at OKC Pounder, powered by Wimgo.
Gow, gow, wow.
Did you listen to it? Did anyone catch that last week? The little inside joke? It was funny. for basically the summer, you know what? I'll spoil it. We're going to only promote our show because we have a show every week, Monday night, or... Wait, what is it called?
Monday nights. Mondays don't suck.
Mondays don't suck at the Speakeasy. Every week this summer. Does that make sense?
Every Monday this summer.
There, thank you, Spencer.
If it's a Monday night and it's the summertime, come to the Speakeasy.
Come to the Speakeasy.
Because it will be comedy.
Great comedy.
Something we love doing.
Hurdle number one.
Okay.
It's not technically the summer right now.
You're the summer right now.
Why? It's June.
Leaped right over that hurdle.
Is this,
leaped
would you
right
call this,
it. It's not the first
summer's,
day of summer.
Would you call this summer's eve?
That sounds romantic.
It sounds like a really bad margarine spread.
It does. I can see the yellow canister, like a little summer's eve margarine spread.
I actually got a prescription to summer's eve after a spread one time.
Really?
Yep.
You got
so
dirty
anyways,
parts.
The point is, Mondays don't suck. Every Monday this summer. Check it out. Funny stuff. Different
check,
show
check,
every
check,
week.
Check
different
it out.
Show. Almost completely different
almost
every week.
Almost completely different,
but
except we're the
usually
same.
We just shuffle around stuff.
Yeah.
But you should come check it out because it's a good time. Also this week, I got a good one. I did this one personally myself.
What do you
the
got?
Redbox pick this week is a winner, and I was a bit offended by it.
What? The movie or the pick?
Well, what I picked, the movie.
What offended you?
Yes. Why'd because you pick it? I was looking through the Redbox updates, okay, you know, trying to figure out what would be a good suggestion for our lovely listeners this week. And I found a film entitled Dino Squad that's rated G and it's animated. Okay. Listen to the description. I wrote a little bit down here. It says, on a field trip to explore tide pools, five students are accidentally contaminated with mutated primordial ooze, which turns them into dinosaurs.
My God.
And then they go on to fight crime or something. I was like, hello? Hello?
This is why you have your parents sign permission slips before field trips. Happens all the time.
This is just Ninja Turtles repackaged for a new generation. I was offended.
No. Toxic Avenger, maybe.
Maybe more
Toxic Avenger. Ninja Turtles.
Five teenage dinosaurs fighting crime.
That's pretty cool.
It still fits in the song almost.
Kick-Ass is Kick-Ass, dude.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where it came from.
The Ninja Turtles were turtles to begin with.
Right.
And then they grew up.
They just kind of became human-like. These were people first.
That's true.
And they went to other way with it. Completely different.
I don't know what I'm thinking. You guys are right.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
There's no similarities.
At all.
Right.
What's that for awful?
I told you. Hurdle every time.
I'm offended that you were offended by that.
I'm offended. I don't know. I also saw Up this week.
I did too. Oh my god.
It's delightful.
It's delightful. Honestly, I don't understand why anybody is making films besides just like hard R films. Like, I think that only Pixar should make all like the family films, and other companies should just start making only hard R like action / horror films.
Okay, I got you.
They're the best.
I want you to go home tonight and I want you to pray to Kung Fu Panda for forgiveness on that one.
Actually, I do.
A panda
pretty
that
good.
Does Kung Fu.
Kung Fu Panda, I actually watched it. It wasn't terrible. Like, whereas robots and stuff like that, these other DreamWorks animated
Kung
films.
Kung Fu Panda.
I think DreamWorks. Wasn't it?
No, it was DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Well, there's only really
two.
Yeah. If it's really good, it's Pixar. If you're saying it didn't suck, then it's probably DreamWorks.
Then it's probably DreamWorks.
Right.
And then if it sucks, then there's a lot of little companies out there. Mm-hmm. Also, did you guys see in the trailer during the trailers for Up? They're doing like the hand animated The Princess and the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting. First African-American Disney princess, and it's also hand animated, so it should feel like. Did you not catch the trailer?
No, I was late getting there.
They're animated because there's Pixar and then there's Disney's animation studios. There's actually two different whatever companies.
Is this what happens whenever Obama gets in the White House? We've got
hand animation.
Yeah, I'm talking about hand animation.
I mean, too. That's all the guy talked about before he was president.
Hand animation. Bring it back. Bring it back. Change.
We want change. Yeah, now we got
animation.
It. I don't like it.
No, not at all.
It looks great. I'm actually really excited about it.
I'll take computer animation. You can keep the change.
Good old fashioned American computer animation.
That's right.
That we
stole
from
send
the
all of our characters through 3D processing. They got to be textured by another guy.
So anyways, Redbox pick this week is Dino Squad. Check it out. $1 million films for $1.
Just one dollar film.
$1. I saw that you can actually, Redboxes are at Walgreens now.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And that Blockbuster now has their Redbox called something. I don't know what they call it, but it's a Blockbuster.
Blue Box?
I don't know. Blue Box, maybe.
Blockbox.
There, now we're talking. If it isn't called that, it should be.
Trademark Nick Tank's like 2009.
I knew I should have mailed that crap to myself.
That doesn't work anyway. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to bring back up my wonderful cold sore because it's what happens since I was 5 years old. It's the herp. And I did a little research on it, which is beautiful today. And apparently 55 million Americans get it. That's one in every five. And I was like, that seems like a lot, because everyone seems to make jokes about it, like nobody gets it. I was like, wait a minute.
Gets herpes or?
Yeah, on your face. And I always feel sorry for myself. Face. Well, yeah, that's the kind I'm talking about. But apparently 90% of Americans actually carry the herpes virus. And I'm like, isn't that ridiculous?
So cold sore, that is a type of herpes.
Yeah, it's a type.
And you got it when you were five?
Most people get it.
From your uncle.
From my uncle.
I'm extrapolating here. I'm just reading between the lines.
You're getting close.
Right. Who played Dino Squad with you.
No, Dino Squad wasn't
real.
And he
said, dive into the pile of ooze and you'll be transformed.
It's a bunch of BS.
Into a herpes monster.
Yeah.
No, that's not what happened. I did, like a lot of people do get it when they're little kids from crap. I don't know why. And then it comes out when you're a teenager. that's kind of what happens to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But the point is, I'm bringing it up because I have a job interview this Friday.
Oh.
So I wanted to talk about what are my chances of getting this job now?
When,
like, none?
Hang on, when did this thing pop up?
Today, this morning.
So there's an outside shot that it might be gone by Friday.
There's a lot of stupid home remedies, but for the most part, you got them for about 2 weeks.
Here's where your hope is. You're sitting in a waiting room, and there are four other people, faces completely herpes-free.
All right? Probably.
So you walk into that room.
Yeah.
Door opens. There's a gentleman or a lady sitting at the desk ready to interview you. Big old mouth herpes right there. Automatic
connection.
So you think there's a chance.
So
you break that 1 in 5 by being in the waiting room with four people who don't.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Why'd you use your math brain?
I know. Everything works out perfectly.
God.
I went to college.
You did go to college.
I did. I took math class 3 times.
It's true. All right. So maybe I still got a shot. I was feeling down about it,
no,
but maybe
good.
I'll be okay.
You're golden.
Okay, good. Mm. I did find this out, though. Like, I always felt sorry for myself because I get I'm about 3 or 4 a year. And there's some people that get 5 at a time everywhere on their face. Every couple months. I was Jesus Christ. Where are these people?
Are they?
They stay inside because they're freaks and they shouldn't be loved or have jobs or even, I guess, friends on online.
No, not friends online.
I'm sure that's what they have to end up doing. Yeah. I feel sorry for them. It sucks. Then I also found out that Angelina Jolie and Oprah Winfrey get them.
Ooh.
What? How the hell do they do that?
I don't get.
I can see Angelina Jolie having.
She does have a lot of surface area on her lips. That, like, of course. I mean, it's just like a huge target.
I've just never heard anybody speak so passionately about the subject of cold sores before.
Yeah,
I thought it was just sort of a normal thing that happened.
Well, it's different from canker sores.
Oh, I see. I think
canker sores aren't viral, and they're not caused by the herpes virus.
That's right. That's right.
And they usually don't happen on the outside of your face. They usually happen on the inside of your mouth.
I have normal mouth.
You have normal
mouth.
And
you have
disease.
Dirty mouth.
I have dirty mouth.
You have
dirty mouth.
Morbid scum.
Hey, I met that lady, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Dan did meet that lady.
I did meet her.
Really?
I worked on a film with her.
She's not as pretty without her makeup.
I would never say that about Miss... I don't even remember her name anymore. It was a while ago.
Because it doesn't matter. Her career's over.
No, it's not. She was on the MTV Movie Awards.
Hey.
As the Orbis lady, but it was because they sponsored it. But I was like, hey, there's Angela, maybe? I don't remember.
I'd do it in a second. If somebody said I had to play a character in a commercial and it would make me $1 million or $2 million over the span of 5 years, but that's all I'd be known for...
No problem. No question.
Yeah, I would do that.
Wouldn't
too.
Even.
It's I like would the, be Chad on Alltel or whatever.
Yeah,
I'd
or,
be Chad.
Or like the guy on the erection pills commercial. The
smiling guy.
Yeah, smiling guy.
No,
all he does.
Are those Viagra? I thought they were Extends.
Nah, it's Extends. It's an erection pill though.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a.
But they can't come out and say that because of FDA regulations.
It's all tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
That's a big happy Santa and all that.
No.
But if that's all that guy is from now, you're the boner guy.
Yeah, he'll never be not the boner guy,
forever.
Not the smiling guy.
Yeah, but he has millions of dollars because of that. So.
Right. Or Jared. Can you believe how long Jared's career has been? He started 10 years ago.
Did he really?
It's been a long time. It's been since high school.
Needs to be thankful that Subway can't find a better advertising department.
I know.
That they're I don't know, Jared.
Year in, year out.
Jared.
Is Jared still skinny?
Who's that fat guy that lost all the weight because he ate sandwiches?
That Jared guy. Let's keep using him.
Yeah, he lives.
Well, good for Jared. Good for Jared. You know who didn't get that luck? That Dell guy. The dude, you're getting a Dell. He had about 2 years and then was out.
Pot will wreck a career. Ask Michael Phelps.
Oh,
very true.
I don't listen to the news. I think that's
So Brad and Derek aren't here this week.
Good.
Do we care?
No.
Okay, check that off the list. They actually, since we do claim that this show is about comedy and not comedic, to kind of so that no one can say we're not funny. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
They are actually both, I guess, at the Looney Bin tonight. Brad's emceeing, and then Derek's doing the open mic trying to get the MC job, which we're pulling for him.
It's never going to happen. Let the dream die, Derek.
Let the dream die.
Well, he's vulgar and not funny at all.
Yeah.
You can be not funny at all and be a very successful comedian.
Yeah,
a vulgar, not funny comedian, there's no excuse.
No, there's no room for
you.
Because
you can walk into a crowded room and get ready for your bleep button. Just yell, nipple. Everybody laughs. See? It's no big deal.
Look at him go!
But he can't even do that. He says it, and it's just
offensive.
Crickets.
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 That got you, Spence. That gotcha. Nick. Look at that. His pants are
it
wet.
It was.
Oh, Nick.
It was a collection of words.
Nick, you used to do some stand-up, and you
I've
stopped.
Twice.
You were good, though. I don't know what happened.
I was
really
nervous.
It.
I had, like, a Richard Lewis, like, kept touching the top of my head and sort of thing. I didn't.
I thought.
It was
all right. I was there for your second time, and I thought it was funny.
Did you do it at the Looney Bin?
No, I did it at Othello's.
I didn't see. I don't think I saw.
You didn't see either one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed the first one. I saw the second one. So you just kind of you didn't get the bug because they say if you go up three times, or if you're able to go up three times, then you have the bug and you'll love it.
Well, I'm at number two, so I might just have that like that one last
one
time
last
I got to go up. I'll go up again this summer.
You think you will?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'll go up.
Make sure you let me know.
I'll go up
I'm
again.
Gonna be there.
And you know what? I'm going to say this, and this is serious.
Okay.
I'm going to bring it down. If we were in a room with lights, you know, then we could bring the lights down. But the way it is, we can't turn the lights on for this podcast.
It's pitch black.
Right. Because we're not worth that. So
we can't afford it.
If you want to go up and do stand up. No matter what your end goal is, there are plenty of places now in Oklahoma to do that.
Oh, of course.
And you should probably just go do it. Just go do it. You have the Looney Bin, which is sort of the official route
that
you can go. You have Othello's, and that's sort of where people can go and do 10, 15 minutes of
really
pretty much whatever they want to do.
Junk. Yeah, exactly.
And just find out how to talk in front of people.
Just practice talking in front of people.
And if you can't do that, I'm sure any town has a bar or a club somewhere that with enough persuasion is going to let you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Despite whether or not you're going to make a career of it in the long run, or you plan on moving or staying here, it just go and do it because it sure as hell beats sitting around and I really want to direct this.
Complain.
I want to direct. Yeah, just sit around and complain about other people who do it.
You're not wasting your time when you're practicing doing something that you want to do for your life. You know what I mean? It's never a waste of time. You have to practice, and you have to spend years practicing doing anything. This is anything. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Oklahoma City is a great place to do that, and it's ridiculous if people think otherwise.
This is getting kind of serious.
This is supposed to be a comedy show.
Allow me
quick,
to retrieve
fart joke.
Yay!
Hey, you did it.
You guys want to talk about a percentage I've read in a magazine?
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you this.
You're that enthusiastic.
87% of the women Men's Health magazine polled for a survey said that they are happy to coach their men through sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so here are some examples. Here, I'm going to give you two that I think are tame enough.
Okay, they tame enough.
You guys are both married. I am not.
Mm-hmm. High five, Nick.
So I mean, you guys married your sex coach.
Yeah.
I have to pay for mine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I go twice a week to my sex trainer.
Really? Where is that? Is that downtown?
39th
Meridian.
It changes. It changes.
Okay.
Okay. So here's one. Explore the unexplored.
Mm.
Okay. There are still a lot of erogenous zones he hasn't found behind my knees, inside my elbows, my ankles, and more.
Mm.
I think we all know what the "and more" means.
Yeah. Dot. Dot. Dot.
What is it? I don't know. So you want me to just do the next one, or?
Yeah, just go ahead and do the next one.
Okay, the other one I read was be detail-oriented. Stacy, 43, says, a random kiss on the back of my neck can turn me on more than an hour of foreplay.
That seems extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. An hour of foreplay, that's a long time. That's a lot of work.
Like, can you imagine if you're the guy who finds that out, though?
Like,
there's like hours of foreplay for like a week and then does like the kiss in the back of the neck and then it just...
It's on.
He's like, really? Really?
Really?
Do you know that's what it was? Really?
Do you know how many episodes of CSI I had to miss just to get you to the point where you'd have sex with me?
Where you were ready to go.
Could have gone back in the neck and just gone like that.
Bang. Well, you did bring up a good point. Nick and I are both married. And Nick is more newlywed than I am. I'm still very newlywed.
So you're kind of like the expert.
In this room, as of right now, I'm the expert on marriage and successful relationships. I'm almost at 4 months. And Nick, you're...
We have a combined marriage experience of almost 5 months here.
Of almost 5 months.
So
that is a lot of months to be married.
You'd be surprised, though, Nick, because you were saying that you're obviously still newlywed, so people are giving you a lot of advice. I will say this, like...
Unsolicited advice.
So has that happened recently?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happens all the time. The day before the wedding, I went and got a shave and talked to people, and there was just this need for older people to tell me either about how bad their divorce was,
Yeah.
And how they're sure I'm going to be great.
That'll happen.
Which is stupid because you're never like, I'm going to buy a new right. car. And they're like, oh, I got into a horrible wreck when I was 16.
In that
I almost
car.
Died and I never want to see another car again. Like, you're not going to say that.
But you'll be fine.
But yeah, you'll, be, but you'll fine. Be fine. I'm
Good
sure.
Luck. Buckle
yeah.
up.
Buckle up. You'll be fine.
Just get in there and pop that hood.
So it's summertime, unofficially, as Nick pointed out earlier
summer's
in the show.
Eve.
It's summer's
eve,
everybody. Mm-hmm. So summer's coming up. All of us are well out of school by at least a year. So does summer still mean anything to us?
Not at all. It's hot.
Nope, I don't like it.
Like, because, you know, we're working, we don't, or most people are working.
fine arts degree.
Fine arts degree. Fine arts degree. Give me a call, 918. 918. Just call that number.
Let's see what happens.
So yeah, it's summer and it doesn't matter really. Like it doesn't when you're done with school, it literally just means you're gonna wear shorts and don't forget sunscreen because it's gonna burn up.
Actually, I did just think of something that happens during the summer that you don't get any other time of the year.
Okay,
the lake people,
ooh,
crawl out of their mud.
That sounds terrifying.
And the lake bass, Norman. I live in Norman, so we live by Lake Dirty Bird. It's called Thunderbird, but it's very dirty, so we call it Dirty Bird.
I get it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good one.
But all over the place on the weekends now, there are people with maybe half of their teeth, and even those are on their way out.
And mouth sores.
Just really, yeah, mouth sores.
Up.
All over the place. Just mouth herpes. This is really the one. Just anyway, I kind of lost it there.
I guess so.
But there's a lot of trucks that have seats fashioned in the back where what looks like a person is sitting, but it's a person, sloth, toad, sort of large catfish mixture.
Lake people.
Lake
we call
people.
Them. Dub them.
Lake people.
Lake people.
And I'm not talking about people who have like homes on the lake, or they've kind of. I'm talking about people whose families just sort of grew out of the mud in the lake.
Right. That's evolution.
Right. Yeah. They are
very quickly.
Yeah. It's awful. It's awful and it's great at the exact same time. It's God's parade of mistakes, and it's just every Saturday, and the heat boils them out of the water. And just puts them in front of me. And I live right by the gas, like the closest gas station before you have to hit the long drive out to the lake.
Yeah, you do.
And so that's where they refuel so they can get back home to Mom and Daddy. Tell them what happens in the big city.
So you get excited.
All the buildings got doors, Mama. All the buildings got doors. I saw a man with 10 toes the other day, Daddy.
All 10?
10 toes.
What the hell are you going to do with all them toes? Tell me that.
I mean, you can eat probably 2 or 3.
You get hungry.
Right. Gross.
Hungry enough.
So you're excited because this is a new entertaining facet.
Right. It for about a week or two, and then it turns into the fact, like, I don't want to go outside because the lake people are outside.
Lake people.
Why honey, cover up. Cover up. The lake people are outside.
Want a random summer statistic?
Yes.
73% of men admit to peeing in their neighbor's yard.
That sounds a bit low, to be honest.
It's just 73% of who admit to it.
Yeah, it's probably 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 100%, but this is just the amount that will admit to it.
Because everybody's done it. You don't want to pee in your own yard.
Have you ever gotten back from like a long drive where you have to pee in like your home, but you're just like, I have to pee right now. Take this neighbor's yard.
Not recently, probably when I was like 10.
Me neither. I was just wanting to
see what you guys were.
I've definitely had evenings where I've had too much to drink. Lemonades and whatnot.
Right.
Just go right through you. Sprite. I don't know if you said Sprite or right, but Sprite is one of them. And I've been outside and very easily could have turned around and walked in. And I did like the 5-year-old kid pee where you just like drop your pants all the way and like hold up your shirt and just stand there.
And kind of sashay back and forth.
Just like no dignity at all. No concern.
No. Nope. Well, I don't know. I'm excited because it's always nice. Summer's always fun because the ladies come out and they're like, look at what I've been working on, gents. And you're like, well done.
What have they been working on?
I don't know.
Class projects?
Volcanoes. Volcanoes are rough with baking soda.
Solar system.
This year's the solar system. Note the lack of Pluto. And I'm like, well done, ladies. That's honestly one of the reasons why I can't live in Norman is because when it gets hot, like
because of the lack of Pluto.
Because of,
everywhere you turn, it's a reminder of Pluto in Norman.
Oh,
Pluto
everywhere.
Cafe, Ninth Planet Bar and Inn. It's just awful.
That's why I can't live in Norman. It's just too hard.
Right. Well, the nickname of the town is the icy outer planet.
Norman. Right. Come to Norman, the icy outer planet.
Yeah. I know what you're about to say, though, I think.
What? It's just about women. The women, like, it's just a bunch of college women scantily clad running around. Like, they're everywhere, and they're gorgeous, and it's just like, who needs that? Who needs that?
Oh, they're ugly. They're ugly.
Nick. Ugly. A few weeks ago, Nick.
Beth, they're ugly.
They're all ugly, Beth.
A conversation that said, it was before Nick was married, where he was like, you know, if there was a way where Beth could be the only woman on this planet, the only girl that I ever had to look at, I would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think every, especially male person, thinks that way. Because you don't need people tempting you, and you'd be like, oh, that's, it's not necessary. Because they're stupid. They're not as good as your wife. They're probably not even as attractive.
No.
It's just this biological, like, need to, like, want to look at them naked. Mm-hmm. And see what they feel like. Mm-hmm. That's literally it.
It's a very physical, guttural thing. Yeah. And then your brain's like, this is not the way you need to be
thinking.
And you
know it.
Right,
I mean, that's why you ultimately don't do anything, is because you're like, this, I don't need to. This is stupid. Yeah. But it's frustrating, and that's why I'm glad I don't live in Norman. That's why I won't ever be a college professor either, because I would be getting into trouble.
I just know. Trish stopped listening 10 minutes in.
She doesn't listen.
Okay.
Perfect.
You just know your strengths, know your weaknesses. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I won't be a college player.
I don't go and buy the big bottles of whiskey and keep it in my house, because I very much know what happens when I have a lot of whiskey in the house.
That doesn't make you an alcoholic, though, does it?
It means I know where my limitations are, and I know how to respect those.
Thank you.
Right.
See, that's all I'm saying.
It's like a preemptive war.
Right. So I, right. Now I never have sex with the bottles of whiskey.
For the record, I love my wife.
I do, too. Yours.
Thank you. What?
Mine's all right.
Spencer, this has kind of been weird. This whole show has been going kind of weird. I just need something
weird. I think it's better. Can we fire? Do we have the kind of power to fire?
Of course we do.
Let's take a vote right now.
Like, it's I have like another percentage point because I'm technically the host of the show.
I'm the producer. I provide the space.
And he is the producer. He gets percentage points. If the three of us vote one way, they can't do anything about it.
Right.
Should we take a vote right now?
I think we should.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. All in favor of voting off Brad and Derek, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay.
Dane said nay. Can we shout out to Dane real quick? What's his last name again?
Dane Beavers.
Dane Beavers. How did I forget that name? My God, it's a great name. Dane Beavers in the booth helping us out this week. Give him a round of applause. Thank you, Dane Beavers. There you go. Exposure. You can tell your girlfriend about that. Spencer, anyway, the point was, I need something that will make me feel secure, confident, and just...
young and sexy again.
Thank you.
Do you want a hug?
No, I don't want a hug.
Do you want me to touch you?
I was hoping that you had maybe a joke of the week.
Just one?
All I need is one. Do you have one?
I do have one.
Do you have just the one? Okay, good.
Oh, hang on, wait a minute. I've got two.
Get out,
oh my God. Oh
I just
my
reached
God.
Into my pocket and
Every
I found another
week.
One.
Oh my God.
And they say we're in a recession. This man has two jokes.
America is back, ladies and gentlemen. It is back with a vengeance because of this man right here, Mr. Spencer Hicks.
Wives,
two jokes.
Pack the sack lunch for your husbands because he's going back to work.
All right, Spence, let's hear
But
let's
not
hear
really
these jokes.
That your husband's
yeah,
still
really.
Out of work.
No, he's still unemployed.
Me, yeah. especially. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Okay, so they're two kind of olderish guys, you know, probably mid-30s, and they're at this young, hip club checking out the scene. They've been drinking all night because they're the old guys in the club, and that's what they do. And they notice there's like a bridal shower party, you know, all the cute girls or whatever, and there's one girl in particular who's one of the guys just can't take his eyes off her. You know, she's just stunning. She's just been sitting by herself all night while her friends are having a good time, whatever, and so he's been drinking. He's like, you want to know what? Says to his buddy, I'm going to go ask her to dance. So he musters up the courage and he goes over there and, you know, obviously he's very drunk and the girl can sense this and,
with her nose
and her eyes and her woman sense that knows when guys are drunk. Mm-hmm. And he says, hey, you know, would you like to dance? And she looks up and says, well, I mean, I'm sorry, but right now I'm, contemplating matrimony and I'd rather sit this dance. So the man's all dejected and goes back to his buddy, and his buddy's like, oh, man, what happened? And the guy says, the music was kind of loud. I think she said she's constipated on a macaroni and needs to sh** her pants.
Dane, you got to laugh from Dane Beavers in the booth.
I got to laugh from Dane. Good.
That's good. Well done. See, that's all I need.
Right.
But you got another joke for us?
I mean, do you feel secure right now?
I'm feeling better.
But not secure.
But not secure.
He hasn't got his groove back. He's still waiting to exhale in other movie.
And this may
be
unfair.
90s.
I think it's because of the herpes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well here you go.
There we go.
Joke number two.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about. Joke number two.
It's like Valtrex.
A pirate walks into a bar, and the bar, and you know, is a typical pirate. The pirate's like, I mean, the bartender's like, "Oh, my lord, pirate guy, what happened to you? You look terrible." And the pirate's like, "What are you talking about? You know, I'm fine." He's like, "Dude, you lost your leg. Last time I saw you, you had both your legs. Now you've got a wooden peg down there." And the pirate's like, "Oh, this is nothing. You know, I was out at sea, and darned if a cannonball didn't hit me right in the leg, took it right off. But don't worry, the doc, you know, found this piece of splintered wood and put it on. Good as new. I'm fine. You know, I feel great." He's like, "No, you're all," the bartender's like, "you're obviously not great. You know, you've got a hook for a hand. What happened to your hand? You had two of them last time I saw you." And the guy's like, "Oh, it's terrible. Out to sea, and some other pirates came and tried to steal our ship, and they one of them cut off my hand, but the doctor found this hook and put it right on. Good as new." "Good as new." And bartender's like, "No, okay, you're not fine, obviously. You had both your eyes last time you were in here. Now you've got an eye patch. What happened to your eye?" And the pirate's like, "Well, you know, we were coming back, and darned if a seagull didn't take a poop right in my eye." And the bartender's like, "You're kidding, right? No one has lost an eye from having poop of a bird in it." And the pirate says, "Well, it was the first day with the hook."
Oh, I liked it.
That's my favorite genre of humor is pirate folly.
Pirate folly.
That's very good. You know what I realized is that that's...
Thank you, Spencer, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you for those jokes. What'd you realize, Nick?
That there is an endless resource for like that style of joke. Just like really long setup with punchline at the very end. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've heard... I thought I heard all of them, and then... Spencer comes out with the joke
of
the
week. Dude, he's got him. I mean, you can't fault this guy. Spencer's joke of the week is the only reason why I listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
And do it and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's all a big ruse to get Spencer in here to do joke of the week.
Oh, that's the only reason why.
You know what we couldn't do because Derek wasn't here was the movie quote.
We did not do the movie quote.
Well, I think that's just dead weight.
I have a quick replacement.
Oh,
do you have a movie quote?
It's called "What Am I Rubbing the Microphone Against?"
Great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
I love it. All right, let's do a song real quick. Dip, 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 dip. Dude, wait, that was the Mario theme. I don't know.
Are we making up the song? Or
yeah,
are
we're making up the song for Nick real quick.
Okay.
Sorry, taking too long. Where's Nick rubbing that mic? It could be anywhere. It's probably indecent. Thanks, Nick, for doing the show today.
All right. You're welcome. It was fun. It was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Now start rubbing.
The girl.
Enough.
All right, here we go.
Start rubbing.
Where... am I rubbing this mic?
Hey, or what am I rubbing this mic against?
Away? You should look away. You should look away. You have your headphones. Look away.
Okay.
Dane, I can see you looking.
I'm not looking.
Ready?
Okay, tell us when you're done.
Are you done? Are you done?
Hold on. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Where? What? What was I rubbing the mic against?
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
All right, I thought I heard some breathing.
I heard that too.
I'm going to guess the beard.
The chin whiskers?
I'm going to guess this part of your neck beard.
Dan's saying chin whiskers.
Chin whiskers.
Okay, it was close to his face because I definitely heard the breathing.
Yeah.
And a couple of times I almost heard him break for laughter.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him fighting that back.
Dane Beavers.
I'm going to say it was your nose.
My nose. Chin whiskers?
Chin whiskers?
Snot box.
Snot box. Which one?
It's Angelica Houston.
Oh! Angelica Houston!
I know.
She gets us every time.
Every time.
Well, she's fuzzy.
I think that's an excellent way to end the show. Let's go ahead and wrap it up right here.
Mm-hmm.
So for 796 Entertainment, I'm Dan O'Donohue. With me has been Spencer Hicks. Woo! Usually you got a Brad Chad Porter. Usually you got a Derek Smith here. Special guest this week was, of course, Nick Tankersley.
The incomparable
Nick Tankersley. Thank you for pulling the weight, the dead weight, mind you, of those two slackers.
You did good, sir.
I don't think we need them anymore. Replaced.
Done.
Also, thanks to The Work Week for letting us use their music again. Thanks a lot, guys.
Backslash.
And also,
commentary.
A very special thanks to Look at OKC for still posting this stuff.
And
what?
Dane Beavers.
Yes,
and Mr. Dane Beavers.
Dane Beavers in the booth.
Dane Beavers in the booth.
Wearing the cans.
Powered by Window.
Flicking the knobs.
Boom. I'm going to get a new sound effect for that. You'll be hearing it right now.
Okay, good.
So, okay, if you like what you heard, check out more funny stuff at 796entertainment.com.
Thanks for listening.
Good work, boys.
Bye.